You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Got another text here. Do you remember when an opposing team's fan got tossed at a UW Green Bay game at the arena? He was heckling the Phoenix mascot. Terry, I don't, but that might have been our boy Mike Pritzel, so we got to find out from Mike if that happened. Brandon, you there, buddy?
I got you, guys.
Brandon Kennard, NBC 26. How you doing, my man?
Great. Great to be with you.
Hey, Brandon, I know you're more of a news person than a sports person, but you've been around the block quite a bit. Have you noticed that fan reaction at games has changed over the years?
How so?
Well, more tame? The aggressiveness towards officials and coaches and stuff.
So less tame. Yeah. I've done stories on that. Parents seem to be a little bit more entitled is the word that comes up a lot. Maybe more protective of their kids. It certainly has, over the last 10, 15 years, I would say, trended that direction.
And we're saying that when we were kids, there was more more deference to the coach.
And your dad, your parents were like, they couldn't, no.
So you're right.
But you know, another thing, the entitledness part, the Brandon, yeah. I remember a coach telling me he got screamed at by a mom. Because she's like, do you know how much money I've spent on him at camps all summer and blah, 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 and he deserves to play with what we spent. It's like, No. That don't matter. But I think that's where some of what you're talking about, that privilege or whatever, Brian, that or Brandon, that might come out with those kind of things because of the money they invest in these kids.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, the cost has just skyrocketed. You're pretty much describing our youth sports Beyond the Score series at NBC 26 right now. A lot of topics that we've dived into in that series. But the cost has just skyrocketed. People, I think, because of the investment they're making, are a little bit more perhaps high-strung about things. And that can lead to some outbursts, some, you know, behavioral issues at games from parents, things of that nature. My dad's actually a basketball official, and I don't know how he does it. It's not something I'd ever be interested in doing.
Me neither.
To take that ridicule from the people in the bleachers.
I wouldn't be able to take it.
Yeah. I think the other thing that the parents, where they get so worked up is, you know, if the kid does make it, there's millions of dollars on the other side. You know, they may look at this and say, well, pro, where's
this is my money train.
Right. Whereas if your kid's struggling in, I don't know, electronics, the parents don't get as involved because it's like,
so much more emotional.
Right. Because of the money is what I'm saying.
I agree. Totally agree. Well, Brandon, let's talk a little bit about what else you got going on NBC 26 and your series about the draft in the neighborhoods.
Yeah, I'm really focused on, obviously, we're 6 weeks away from the draft. 6 weeks tomorrow it starts, so it's coming up quick. That's where a majority of my focus, it seems, has gone, especially the last couple of weeks and going forward. But earlier this week, we just launched a new series called Drive to the Draft. Taking a look twice a week at how the draft is impacting not just Green Bay and Titletown and the surrounding area, but how it's impacting all of Northeast Wisconsin. I mean, there's going to be overflow here to Appleton, Oshkosh, Manitowoc. Door County is going to be on display, you know, maybe showcasing their tourism county to a larger audience here with a lot of eyes on the area coming up in April. So that's a big focus of ours right now is not just Green Bay, because that's obvious, right? But there's going to be impact on neighborhoods across Northeast Wisconsin.
Brandon, what did you take away from that meeting we were at the other day?
Parking's going to be interesting.
That's the first thing I told Todd and Jim. I said, parking could be the biggest bugaboo of this, correct?
They said because of the NFL experience that they're setting up around Lambeau and into Titletown, they're losing about 5,000 parking spots that you'd normally have in the lots around Lambeau. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be more so, just like a game, about parking in the neighborhoods and in yards around the stadium. And it's fascinating to me that they're going to be trying at least to keep track of that in real time on, it sounds like Discover Green Bay is leading the charge there. People can go in, say how many parking spots you have available. Even things like, can people use your bathroom? Can people tailgate in your yard? So there is going to be a way for people to track that in real time. I'm curious to see how that works, but it's really going to be interesting, I think, with the sea of humanity that's going to be around there. 250,000 is the number that we're hearing, right, of how many people they're expecting. But to manage that parking, and there's going to be shuttle systems, and obviously the traffic coming up 41 and 43 is going to be in question. So it seems like the planning has been immense, John. I mean, you were there. They've got every little thing planned out. They've got answers to pretty much all the questions that came up. It's been a massive undertaking here, and I think we're in a good spot coming up 6 weeks out.
Yeah, and I would agree that Johnny came back from that thing, and you hear from the residents, too, parking. You know, what are we going to do about parking? And I think there were some park and rides.
And,
that were
the police officer did even mention about the bathrooms. Brandon did just make that up. Wow. They even talked about the bathrooms at these places. So, go
ahead. You know, three times a Packer game, you know, with this 250, I think the businesses are reacting to that. If that's like the buzz over the thing, there's going to be a lot more shuttle service. Door County's doing a free shuttle. Remember that guy? Mm-hmm. Or was it Marinette or Door County? Somebody's doing a free shuttle, and I know I saw some things in the paper this morning or online yesterday about Milwaukee running some shuttles. And that's the answer to parking.
No question.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot more of a, it's not public transportation, I suppose, but sort of in that theme, right, of you get on a shuttle, you come up, you Uber. I would encourage people to transport that way rather than try to rely on parking in the neighborhood.
No
because
question.
I think that, I mean, I think it could get out of control. You know, that's just kind of my gut feeling right now. I know that if I, as Mac, we at NBC 26, we're going to have our own little shuttle service. You know, we're not going to rely on parking down there for our crews that are going to be covering this. We're going to be shuttling people from our station out near the airport. Because I just think that's the most efficient way to get there. So that's what I would do. Obviously, people can make their own decisions about how to get down there if you want to rely on parking, et cetera. But I know I wouldn't try to park down there.
No.
You don't want gridlock in the neighborhoods.
No, no, you don't.
Where the street becomes the parking lot and then people are, you know, that reservation thing, boy, I hope you're right on that. That some guy on Beemert Street can put his house on there and say, look, I got 10 spots, whatever.
Yeah, I agree.
That would be a cool system. That's going to be tough to pull it all off, but maybe...
I'm with you, Jim. That was my first thought, is that's a lot to ask of everybody to go in and update that in real time.
Right.
Of how many spots you have available. So I'm curious to see how it works. They've certainly put in the prep work, and now it's just a matter of execution.
Right. Yeah.
It's funny, though, Brandon? You know, they can do all this stuff, the NFL, and all this planning, but you put a bunch of media people in the room... The questions they're going to ask, they're going to stump them, aren't they? Where can I do a live shot? Where can I do a live shot at 7:05 in the morning? Mm. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like the media's needs are so different than, you know, just ESPN or whomever walking in and doing their thing. I mean, for the local media, this is going to be a little bit of a walk in space, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. There were some good questions posed in that meeting the other day. I don't want to get too inside baseball about it, if you will, for the people listening, as far as what our media needs are. But that was one thing that surprised me, is there's, as much as they've planned this, you know, obviously from the fan side, it seems to be everything's ironed out. There are still some questions for us, right? Yeah. Some unanswered questions of how exactly it's going to work for the media. And are we going to be able to get in there to do our morning show, and where are we actually going to set up to do these live shots and things of that nature? So, I learned a decent amount when we got together on Tuesday, John, or Monday, or whatever day that was.
Yeah, like Monday.
Blur right now, but there's still some answers that I'm looking for leading up to it. That's for sure.
With Brandon Kinnard, NBC 26.
So, Brandon, did you go to the Detroit? I mean, have you been to an NFL draft?
I've only been to the one. Actually, it was the first one, I believe, that was held outside of New York in Chicago. In 2015. At a little auditorium downtown there. So that was this on a much smaller scale, I think.
Was it the Palmer House?
I can't remember the name of the auditorium that they held it in, but it was inside, similar to how they used to do it in New York at Radio City Music Hall. And there were maybe 10,000 people there. Since then, this thing has grown so much.
Yeah. Are you working with, you know, how the city is working with the mayor of Detroit and Kansas City a little bit, too? He's been up here. Do you work with other affiliates to get some kind of insight?
Feel for it, yeah.
Right, yeah. This is what you guys should do to get there? Or get.
Yep.
Okay, good.
Oh, yeah. Yep. We've talked to Detroit. We have affiliates in Detroit, Kansas City, our fellow Scripps News Group stations there. So I've got massive documents on my computer from Kansas City 2 years ago of, you know, here's where we could go. Here's where our live shot was. Here's where what our restrictions were. Here, you know, here's what worked well. All of that. So, we've been studying. Yeah. We've been studying, and I think this one is a different, kind of a different animal, obviously because it's in Green Bay, Wisconsin, the smallest city to ever host this event. But you know, the other thing, John, that I thought was interesting. What did he say? This footprint is about four times the size of what Detroit's was.
Yes.
So you think Green Bay, smaller city, but it's actually a much bigger space and area to what you saw in the Motor City last year. And remember, they shattered attendance records there. There were 700,000 people. The scenes coming out of Detroit last year were incredible. But maybe it looked that way because it was actually a small space with everybody cramped in there. Here, there's going to be a little bit more room, I think, to handle the big crowds and for people to spread out, find some space, and enjoy things.
Brad, I thought their best idea, and I don't know why this is just coming out, was opening up Lambeau, opening up the bowl for people to go in.
That sounds amazing, doesn't it?
Right.
Yeah, that could be an overflow area if things get too crowded around the draft stage. People go in there,
take
a spot in the bleachers, watch it on the Tundra Vision.
I don't know, Brandon.
That's what I might want to do. I would too.
Jim and I both said the same things.
That would be our first choice.
Yes.
And we would go to the indoor, to the outdoor club, so we got a cup holder, and we could just
enjoy. There you go.
Hey, Brian, got a text here. Got a text here from Tina. She says, how can they say only 250,000 people? I think they're way underestimating it. This is Lambeau Field. This place has to be on sports fans' bucket lists. When will there ever be a better time to visit? Tina.
I am... 250 is the number they keep telling us.
I asked the question.
I'm kind of on Tina's side there. That's been my gut feeling this entire time. Is it was 700,000 last year, and given you know Detroit is a bigger city, bigger metro area, there's more people there to come out. 250 has seemed low to me.
I was surprised when he said that. I was surprised about that, Brandon. Hey, Brandon, can you?
I've heard 300. I've heard 250. 250 seems to be the number now. I would not be shocked if we end up with a little bit more than that.
Brandon, can you stick around through a one-minute break?
Sure. No problem.
Brandon Kinnard, NBC 26, talked about the draft and all the mechanics going along with it. Back right after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor, Brandon Kinnard, NBC 26, talking here about the draft and all those things. And Brandon, I asked that question about how many do they have any analytics leading up? And that's where he said... Didn't he make a comment about, I know you're from the UP, so you're not very good at math or something like that?
Yeah, he did. I thought you kind of caught astray there. I don't know what happened.
I know. That was like a drive-by. Well, John, I know you're from the UP, so you're not very good at math, but here's what we're playing here. But yeah, but I was surprised at 250. That seemed lower. It's the weird part is, Brandon, you know, they said it's one of the biggest footprints they've ever had to deal with, but yet they kept saying Detroit had 350, and that was a very contained area. So I think Tina might be right. I think there might be, you know, it's kind of like at the Super Bowl years ago in San Diego when they ran out of beer at the night before because their analytics said, like, for every one person that has a ticket to the game, you know, maybe four or five still go there for all the other festivities at a Super Bowl. Well, with the Packers, it was like 10-1, and they just weren't expecting that. They were overwhelmed at some of those places. But I don't think we would be overwhelmed here. Do you, Brandon?
I don't. And, you know, reps from the NFL who have trickled in and out of town, you know, coming in for site surveys and prep and things like that have said you know, this city, I know we keep getting a lot of questions about how it's setting up in a city of this size, but Green Bay's not that small. You know, it's equipped to handle big events like this. I mean, you factor in not only the city, but the metro area, dip down to Appleton. I mean, there's a good amount of people that live here, and there's a good amount of accommodations as well. I know lodging is the major concern, but there's a lot of options for that. If you stay in Appleton, stay in Oshkosh, stay up in Door County, and there, you know, there's transportation services down. There are options. And I think that this has gone, honestly, from what I've heard, a little bit more smoothly than expected in terms of the preparation for it. Obviously, we're still 6 weeks out from the actual event, so we'll see how that goes. But it seems like it's setting up to, I think, run really smoothly, really well, and it's going to be a great showcase for the area.
Okay, but 6 weeks, Jim and I, we're the reason we really have you on, Brandon,
I think 6 weeks.
What have you got insight-wise so we can make some cash money?
What do you know that we don't know? Because you guys, you got your contacts.
Come on, come clean.
We're new to this.
You're talking to people under their table. Come on, Brandon.
Rent your car. Rent your house. Rent something.
Yeah. Rent that's, your that's, car.
We've got that's a story we've got coming up, actually. That's there is an app, and I won't get into too many details because this is our friend Carl Winter's story, one of our fantastic Green Bay area reporters.
We love Carl.
Kind of like Airbnb, where you can rent. I don't remember what the app is called. You guys will have to watch his story next week. I believe it airs a week from tomorrow. But you can rent your car out for a day, a week, whatever, to somebody who's in town and you know, doesn't want to use Enterprise or some traditional rental car service. So
they'll be sold out anyway.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
When's that story on, Brandon?
Next Thursday.
What have you got going tonight?
Tonight, nothing. They run Mondays and Thursdays. So tomorrow we've got our fantastic senior reporter, Nina Sperano, taking a deep dive into just what makes this draft different from other drafts, and especially how it's being marketed, really using the history of the Packers and the uniqueness of Green Bay. I love the fact that the NFL is leaning into that, and they try to customize every draft so that, you know, there's a little bit of a taste of the town in it, right? We saw that with, you know, some of the rock and roll stuff with Detroit last year, and, you know, go back to drafts of years past, Vegas, Cleveland, Kansas City, you know, you see it all there. So the NFL is really, really leaning into the history of the Packers. And Nina's going to be talking about some cool things that they have planned to kind of celebrate that the week of the draft.
That's well, if great. Nina's doing it, it's going to be a great story. She's the best. Love Nina.
Oh, she rocks.
Yep.
She rocks.
Brandon, was there always the option to buy seating? I don't think I knew that. Of course, I've never been to a draft. I saw that this morning. You know, $1,000 for different areas to sit.
You know, actually, Jim, I'm not sure. I'm not sure how that compares to other drafts. I'd just be going for free.
That's what we were saying all day. Yeah, we thought everything was free, to be honest
and
with
that's,
you.
Yeah, like, you just can buy maybe a closer,
more reserved.
The one thing that's a little bit more exclusive, from what I understand, is the actual draft theater itself. You know, the area by the stage. There is a general admission area farther back for fans, you know, who are GA fans who just download the OnePass app and scan the QR code and get in there. But to actually be in the theater, that's a lot of guests of teams, guests of the NFL, guests of the prospects. And there are some ticket packages in there, to my understanding, that people can buy through the NFL. So that's the one thing that seems to be a little bit more exclusive than the rest of it.
Okay, awesome. Okay, I'm very directionally challenged, like you can't even believe, okay? Mm-hmm. When they kept showing and we keep seeing all the big things about the, you know, the sketches or the remnants of the thing, where exactly will Roger Goodell be standing if you look at that area right now?
On Oneida Street.
Facing which way?
Facing the atrium. So if you can picture the intersection of Lombardi and Oneida, let's say you're standing on the corner there, the south west corner of Lombardi and Oneida intersection. So you're in the Lambeau parking lot. The stage will essentially be right there. So here, this is probably a better way to describe it. You're driving south on Oneida Street.
Yep.
You come up on Lombardi Avenue, you cross through with the Rush Center on your left and Lambeau on your right. Can you picture that?
Absolutely.
The stage will be right there, right after that stoplight.
Okay.
So they're going to close down Oneida Street. I believe the closure starts March 29th. Yeah. So So we're coming up on a couple of weeks already from that part of Oneida being closed, and the stage is going to be starting to get built.
But he's facing the atrium.
Yes, correct.
Don't you think that's odd that he wouldn't be facing
Lambeau?
Like, so no, facing so that the crowd shot. You can see the stadium behind you.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
No,
yeah.
But he's not doing that. The stage is facing east.
Yeah,
there'll
northeast,
be plenty
right?
of crowd shots, I think. I mean, you know, they've got 37,000 cameras at these things. And the actual stage when Goodell's making the picks, yeah, you won't have Lambeau behind him. But there'll be plenty of shots that'll, you know, they'll have the drones that fly over the fans and capture
sure.
the stadium background behind all those fans. I'm sure plenty of that will be showcased. No, but, for the actual, when he's announcing the picks themselves, you won't see Lambeau behind him. Yeah. That's my understanding. Yeah,
we're just hurt that they didn't reach out to us. That's why we had to criticize, do something.
Yeah, something.
Our point is made. Next time, call us.
Turns out I got an email.
At one point, you guys know there were 1,000 rumors flying around throughout whole process, right? Because everyone was curious what it was going to look like.
Right.
But at one point, I had heard that they were going to put the stage in Lambeau.
I had heard that, too.
They were going to run things there, and then that was going to be kind of the general area. People come in, sit in the bleachers.
Idea.
And there's still going to be that option, I suppose, as a secondary option, as we talked about earlier. But I thought that would have been cool.
Me right. too. John totally agree. That, yeah. Totally agree. Brandon Kinnard, assistant news director. Is that your title these days?
That is. I've moved into management, man.
All right.
Just missing the sports world, especially this time of year, yeah. March Madness. But it's been great.
You're the man, Brandon Kinnard, NBC 26. They've got a great series going on Mondays and Thursdays about neighborhoods around the draft and all the things happening. Keep tuned in. Brandon, thanks so much, buddy.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Appleton Police Department is asking for the public's help as they investigate a shooting incident Monday night on West 5th Street. Officials say police were called for a report of gunshots at about 10 p.m. Officers found shell casings in the street and a male victim inside the house who had been shot in the foot by a bullet that ripped through the wall of the home. He was taken to the hospital to be treated for injuries. Police are continuing their investigation. They have no suspects in custody. If you have information about the incident, please call the Appleton PD. State lawmakers have introduced new legislation calling on Wisconsin to reduce its carbon emissions by over 50% over the next 5 years and reach full carbon neutrality by 2050. The bill titled the Climate Accountability Act is the first piece of state legislation that would mandate greenhouse gas reductions if passed into law. Lawmakers say the bill also prioritizes equity and economic growth in the clean energy sector. They hope the bill brings attention to the effects climate change can have on public health, economic stability, and environmental justice. It always brings a smile to my face to say it's Girl Scout cookie season. You can find them all during the month of March, but it's the last year for one old favorite. Melissa Kay has the story.
While the Girl Scout cookie lineup will feature many of your favorites, including Thin Mints, Caramel Delights, and Peanut Butter Patties, if you're a fan of the Toast Yay cookies, enjoy them this year. At the close of the 2025 cookie season, the Toast Yay flavor will be retired. Check with your local council or use the Girl Scout cookie finder to locate a booth. You can also enter your zip code there to purchase cookies to be shipped directly to your home.
I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. That was really great having Brandon Kinnard, Assistant News Director, NBC 26 on, talking about all the things happening with the draft. They've got a great series taking place on Mondays and Thursdays. And Nina's going to have a great story tomorrow night I want to watch. But there's more to life in Green Bay, Wisconsin than the Green Bay football Packers.
What?
Yeah. There is a thriving music scene, and we have a tremendous young artist by the name of JJ in the house. Good. How are you doing?
Thanks, y'all, for having me back.
You bet, man. Sir. It's been a while since we've had you.
Yeah, yeah. It's been a while.
And since we've had you, you're one of these young and upcoming. Things are going pretty good for you.
Yeah, they're going good, man. You know, I'm doing the studio, pulling up on people for mobile sessions, trying to get everybody to get this work in. you know, keeping the music alive. So
yeah,
talk about that real quick. Explain that.
Yeah, so the studio, I did have a space before. I got rid of it around November, but now I've been just doing mobile setups. So I pull up on everybody. You know, they'll be feel comfortable in their own space. It's no more feeling pressured, you know, being in the booth or whatever. But it's been working out really nice, though. You know, everybody's having fun, pulling up on them. $75 an hour, you know, $25 deposit. Come lock in for, you know, a minimum of 2 hours. So
well, that's nice.
That's awesome. Yeah. Bring it to them. Bring it to the people.
Exactly. Studio. It's right in the name.
Love it. Love that name, too.
And now you're also opening up for one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Screwdrivers? What is it?
Sleazy World Go, Sleazy, okay. Man. Yeah, yeah. So this Saturday, man, we got something.
We got something. I saw it. That's pretty close.
I read it this morning. I'm sorry.
We were both talking about our cheap glasses, have trouble
that's
reading.
What it was.
Long nights, early mornings.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
So tell us your opening, which is, that's a big deal.
That's the Epic.
Epic Event Center. Yeah, it's a really good venue. If you haven't been, please pull up. You know, it's going to be a good night. But the Sleazy World Go concert Saturday, March 15th. It's an all ages event, so it's gonna be, you know, everybody in there. It's gonna be mostly like a rap and hip hop event. Doors open up at 7:00. Show starts at 8:00. I'll be one of the first openers, so pull up early.
All right.
One thing Dennis from the Glam Band says, though, you got to know that stage the way it is.
Yeah, it's a big stage, though. It's fun. Yeah. You know, you can interact left and right, you know, do all that stuff. So it's going to be a good night, man.
You know what I'd love to? I'd love to go to one concert there and sit up there. Backstage, there's like a balcony that you can't see from the floor. You ever notice that? Who sits there? I tried getting up there. I couldn't get up there last time I was at the Glam Band.
That's one of those exclusive VIP things. I don't know. You got to be one of those people.
I used to be a VIP.
You mean the back? Wait a minute. It's
behind, on stage. Give me your pen. I'll show you. No,
are you looking at the stage?
Yeah. Let's say you're on the floor.
Yeah.
Okay. On the far left side, you can't see it like from the floor. There's a balcony.
Right. I've been
where
up there.
You're right. Oh,
there's
have
food,
you?
Free drinks.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. You know about the free drinks. Yeah.
Why wasn't allowed up there.
So,
like, I think you said it before.
So, VIP, not VIP.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Hey, we're all very important people. In
we
the
are.
Area,
we are. It just.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, definitely pull up, man. It's going to be a good, really, really good night. You know, I'm excited for all the younger artists, too, because a lot of these artists that are performing with me, I recorded them, too. So it's going to be a good thing seeing how they, you know, flourish.
Well, you know, we talked about this in other... We're talking about this yesterday. I can't remember who. About how, even though they're competitors, man, you really... Mm-hmm. This music scene with you guys, it seems like you... The old cliche of paying it forward, you really do.
Yeah, most definitely. You need to, especially in a city like this, a smaller city. But, you know, we got, you know, a lot of big assets around here, so... You got to show love, especially to the young and upcoming generation, because they're the ones that are going to push it forward. So it's exciting, man. These are one of the people that are actually, you know, promoting the show, too. And they're putting a lot of footwork in, hitting all the colleges. You know, it's a really good thing to see. I'm proud of them.
Awesome.
That's going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. And how many acts do you have there? There's four? You're opening.
Yeah, about four or five opening acts. And then the main act will go on around 11:30.
Do we have some stuff we can play, Todd?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, Todd got it queued up.
I mean, it's clean. Okay. We're good.
Yeah, it's all good.
And
so,
by the way, this
he got a great experience. Jim and I were explaining the history of 8-Tracks.
Yeah, so this track right here is called Wallow, man. It's off my album, Don't Believe the Internet. I can take a listen real quick.
I can see it with my eyes closed. AK-47 singing high notes. I know God with me, yeah, I know. I'm just trying to preach the game like I'm Wallow. Fired on people that was counting me out. See, I fought, came, and now they proud of me now. Everybody know my name, now they shout me out. You wasn't with me in that rain, head down in the clouds. Tell me what's your motive? I was feeling hopeless. Told them I'ma make my own way, thought I was joking. Chillin' with your favorite rapper, you like that song, I probably wrote it. I told that don't break my heart, hop in my bed, that's when I'm focused. I invested in myself, don't need no chain, cause I'm a trophy. Remember hard times and catch the small players down on low. I feel bad vibes around. My enemies, they getting close. They wanna see me down. I got back up by Derrick Rose.
Great.
Yeah.
Good stuff, man. Boy, you get just watching you.
Yeah, yeah.
Boy, you get into that just even when you listen.
Definitely, man. It's a very motivational song for me, you know.
My mom's 93. I went, I wonder what she thought of that.
She would love it.
I don't know if she'll be there.
I can see your mom,
your favorite song, yeah.
Bobbing her head to it.
What I like about
eyes closed.
What I like
while
about
she's doing the rosary.
No, what I like about our show is we check so many boxes. We bring out what's local in our community. Sure. And yeah, that exposes people. If they don't, if they like the music, you want to see it live, five different groups.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
epic.
Yeah, five different, a lot of different type of artists too. We got a Jamaican artist I'm really excited about. I know you guys heard about Jamaican Me Crazy around here. It's a really nice food spot. Yep. So D's, that's my guy. He's going to be performing too. So
nice.
Come check him out, man. Yeah, it's going to be a vibe.
How do you get started? Some 11-year-old kid is, well, I don't think he's listening to our show. But if he was, tell me what, and he wants to do this. He wants to get into music. And this isn't L.A. This isn't Chicago. This isn't New York. How do they break into this business?
Man, number one thing, it's really simple. Just believing in yourself and then investing in yourself.
Okay.
You know, like for me personally, when I got into it, I just started, you know, buying my equipment slowly but surely, investing in that, learning my craft, and then being able to record myself, which I turned into around COVID, around that time, I turned it into a business. So was able to start recording other people and then kind of flourish from there. You know, it's a really good thing seeing different artists or having people have their first time, like, come into the studio, they don't know what to expect, but then they come, they leave, they're like, oh man, I'm so happy, or I made that, like, you know what I mean? They'll remember that forever.
It's
so.
It's pretty cool that somebody in COVID, we've talked COVID a million times about how many businesses went down.
Right.
Pretty ambitious.
A lot of businesses
that you
went up.
Started
yeah,
then, yeah.
That, yeah, right, always, right. Yeah. So it was like a, you know, like well, a life or death
Zoom?
Type of thing. You know,
millionaires over Zoom.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
You know, the other thing, like Johnny was mentioned 11, but 12, 13, young kid can use the Boys and Girls Club over here at the Lutze Center. They have
a
great mixing studio.
Yeah, they do.
You can do video on there and just to try it and just see if it is before you make the investment. You know, that's a great test market.
That's a great point because that is quite the thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's another thing I actually want to try to get into this summer. I'm a graduate from Ashwaubenon High School, and I do want to reach out to them and try to offer like summer classes and try to teach, you know, give some kids an outlet during the summer or something to look forward to and try to learn and learn their craft or, you know.
That answers a question. What can kids do? What are the opportunities?
And there's kids that very much like to do that. And I'm sure someone like you to just coach them a little bit.
Yeah, because there's two different things you can really do is like production-wise. It's more like instrumentals and beats and stuff like that, which I don't primarily focus on, but you can do things like recording vocals and mixing and mastering vocals and stuff like that.
Okay.
Which is a whole nother side.
Okay, so did you see who one of the groups is going to be? Is it at Lambeau this year?
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen any of the groups that are coming up yet.
I think this was at Lambeau. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. Shaq is a
rapper. Oh, man. Is he going to be there?
That's what I heard. Have you heard this, Todd?
No, I haven't.
Well, hey, I'm going to be there.
I heard Shaq is going to be doing one of the games this year, the post-game or the pre-game show or something like that. Yeah. What's his big, the Big Diesel or something? I can't think of the name.
Big Diesel. He's a DJ. You know, he does
DJ Diesel.
Yeah, DJ Diesel.
DJ Diesel.
How do you know that?
I know things, Jim.
How don't you know that, Jim?
I get it wrong.
I know.
Milo's connected with the kids these days.
All right, I guess so.
Damn right.
You probably have some Shaqs back in your life. You got
damn right. Boys.
No, that's crazy. I
Flavor Flav.
Hey, we can keep
Bring the phone.
Keep him at home. We don't need players.
Here's what I want, though. God. I want Mino. I want you to go, and I want you to wear a big clock around your neck.
Yeah, I will.
Okay, would you do that, please?
And I'll
gold
just keep
chains.
Yelling. Flavor Flav.
Oh my God.
What do you think? I think that'd be hot. Hey, I could introduce DJ Diesel.
DJ Mino at this point.
DJ Mino, exactly. Hell yeah, I'm in. And then I get to sit up in that special balcony, though, too.
There you go.
You might perform at Epic Center soon. Yeah. You never know.
I could do that. I think I could.
The Wickety Wickety Whack Tour is what
yes.
they're going to be.
I like it. I like it a lot. We're at JJ. Big show coming up at the Epic Center on Saturday. Tell me again the lineup and how people can see it and whole shit.
Get your tickets on eventbrite.com. They're $35 right now. You can get a deal if you get two. You can get it for $60.
$35 is a pretty good deal for music venues right now. I'll be honest
with you. For 5 hours
of
entertainment?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we got a lot of entertainment. 4 to 5 different artists. We got CGB, CJ, Big 8 Belly, Deeds, Baby 9, myself.
I love those guys.
Yeah, so we're going to be
Liberace?
All night.
Will Liberace be there at all?
That's his favorite musician. And Liberace. I'm not joking. Liberace is his favorite musician.
So you wake up and listen to Liberace?
Maybe Bobby Vinton. I like him too. So.
Okay, we ask every musician that comes on, any insight, any buzz on who's going to be performing at the big stage at the draft?
Man, you know what? I hope Lil Wayne makes an appearance. That would be nice.
Who?
Lil Wayne.
Oh, Lil Wayne. Oh, okay.
I thought you said Luann at first.
So did I.
Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne makes an appearance.
That would be the most.
That would be great.
Generational. Okay, there have been so many rumors for like 10 years that he lives in Green Bay. Are those legit?
I hope so.
Okay. I've heard those rumors so many times that Lil Wayne has a house in Green Bay.
I'll do the studio. I'll pull up on him.
That'd be something, wouldn't it? Yeah. Wow.
Well, that's going to be fun. So the NFL draft, you're kind of keeping a pulse on that. You may be an opener. You don't know yet. They booked the main event first.
Anything can happen.
A friend of ours is playing at the Stadium View on Thursday night, right? I think it's the first night. There's going to be a lot of
entertainment. Yeah, they have a music fest going on. I'm not too sure what it is, but I know there's a music fest, and my guy Avery, rocking with Fourth and Long, he has a bunch of vendor spots. So I'm going to be there, you know, the week before and the week of, so helping out.
Fourth and Long, they've been around for a while now.
Yeah, Fourth and Long, man. Hey, go get some merch right now, you know, supporting the kids and supporting the people that can't afford the, you know, the sports and everything. Yep. So it's a really great movie.
That's fantastic.
On it last time you were here, but the venues to play, to perform. I mean, the Epic is like big time, but are there enough small venues to get you
exposed? They're opening up. They're definitely opening up, and especially with the younger generation getting a little older, they're in position to start putting events on and stuff like that. So I would say, you know, Appleton is definitely a hot spot. Green Bay's opening up, though. We got a lot of different spaces like that. So, it's coming. It's going to be
true. They grew up in the music, and then they've got a little bit of money now, and they're turning.
Like
they're doing venues.
Absolutely. Yep. JJ will be performing at the Epic Center with a great lineup. How can they find information, JJ?
Eventbrite.com. Go on Facebook and just look up Sleazy World Go. Get your tickets now, man.
Not guarantee this, but possible. Special appearance by DJ Diesel. Yeah! Pick up the phone. Back after this.
From the stars, she wore blue velvet, bluer than velvet were her eyes.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Your long distance dedication going out for Jim the Mayor to Donna.
There you go.
It's Bobby Vinton, Blue Velvet. And the countdown continues. Right.
Boy, does that bring back memories of Saturday mornings with my older sisters?
Yeah.
Bobby Vinton would be on the stereo.
Really?
Yeah. Total Bobby Vinton people. Yeah. Yeah. Whatever happened to him?
Oh, he's still on.
Is he?
Probably, like, doing shows and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Did he come to the Carlton?
Of course he was.
Yo, a lot of those guys were controlled by the mob.
Yes.
A lot of them were young Italian kids. That's how the mob got a... Yeah.
Just a lot of... There's been documentaries on that. But the mafia gave them a break. We're
absolutely.
Just talking to this JJ about, are there enough opportunities to get a break? Well, there weren't that many back then.
No.
And the mob owned...
Well, not only that,
you.
But they would pay off radio stations, too. That was a huge scandal. You taught in the history of radio?
Oh,
absolutely.
Oh, the payola thing?
Payola. Even Christ. Dick Clark got in trouble for that, I think.
Alan Freed?
Yeah, yeah.
The biggest names early. Dick Clark got in big trouble.
But the name of the game, proper marketing.
The mob had, okay,
would
the mob
have the venue,
would
right?
be, well, the mob would be in the shadows, okay, fronting a, like, agent type of agencies type thing. Say, hey, I'll tell you what, won't you sign up that kid right there? I'll make sure he gets some airplay. Well, we can't guarantee airplay. Trust me. I guarantee we get some bleeping airplay.
Yeah.
And then what's the story? I'll put something under your newspaper.
Yeah, also, I'll tell you what. When you come on in here, all right, I'm going to have a newspaper. No, when you come in, bring a newspaper with you. You don't read the paper in case I'm running late on a meeting. But here's the deal. After you leave, I'm going to pick up that newspaper. And if there's an envelope underneath, we could do business. If there's not, you're dead to me. Yeah. I would have liked to have been in the mob. Just for a while.
Man,
wouldn't that have been fun?
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I would love that.
Oh, man. Even just for the good suits.
Yeah, but just the whole. but when you walk,
they're so thick. Good. Yeah.
When you walk into the restaurant, they scatter and you get your table and.
I'd be upstairs at the Epic.
And yeah, you would, because that's the VVIP. Very, very.
I could see both of you being in the mob, but very different sides of the mob. Like you know, we'd have the Godfather over here, Jim Schmidt,
and the Hitman,
and
John
you'd be
Mino.
The guy. You'd be the guy with the machine gun, and you know that kind of stuff, right?
I'll crack your head with a bat. When I come out, you'll be getting out of the coma. That is one of the all-time great scenes of Joe Pesci. He is. But you know, who's in that movie that's really good in a role that you would be shocked at is Don Rickles. In that movie,
he's so funny.
Isn't he great?
Yeah.
And again, find the outtakes of Don Rickles giving them all crap for not knowing their lines and stuff.
From that movie?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I'd love to find that. Oh, that'd be great. Oh, that'd be super. So, Todd, did you see the video that Jim and I did? We don't know where this is going right now, but the video we did on how to make an old-fashioned with Dana Cleveland?
Saw it yesterday.
Let's just set the stage for that.
Yeah, go ahead.
We think there should be... information out there, fun, entertaining information on what's unique about being here in Greater Green Bay. And of course, one of the things is an old fashioned. And people may not know an old fashioned. They don't know sweet, sour press.
The muddling,
all that stuff. So we, go ahead.
Shot a video at Common Crown.
On Main Street.
Yep. Because stick with the Packer theme. That was the first bar, or that was the bar where Calhoun, I can't think of his first
George.
Name. George Calhoun, who was instrumental in starting up the Green Bay Packers through the Press Gazette, where he used to hang out with his dog, a Boston Terrier. Mm-hmm. And he would sit there. This bar, that section was open in like 1854 or something. So he thought, well, if we're doing a thing about the history of Green Bay, here's where the guy that started up the Green Bay Packers used to come and probably sat with his people and talked about forming a football team. So we did a thing on the history of old fashions. Really interesting. Dana had all the history on this. And it goes back to the reason it's called an old fashioned, because they were, during Prohibition, some of the booze that was made, the hooch, as my family used to call it, you know, tasted so terrible. It was just basically alcohol. I mean, you know. And what they did is had to come up with different ways and different things they had around here to make it palatable. Is that the word?
Sure, smooth, whatever. Sure.
And it was the first one with all these fruits to kill the taste. And that's where the term old fashioned came from, because they said it tasted like the drinks before Prohibition, more of an old fashioned kind of drink.
Right.
When you said smooth, I thought of my dad. He would always drink some of his old fashioned. And as soon as he took that first swallow, smooth. Every time.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know what an old fashioned was until I moved to Wisconsin. Yeah. I'd never heard of one.
But we had a lot of fun making that. It's kind of funny too. The muddle, and what is a muddle, and the stir, then the different garnishings you can put on, and I didn't do it right, and you pointed that out.
So we're
going to
hopefully doing more of it. We're hoping to do a thing for the draft. We're running out of time for that.
But we could still do
this on a regular basis.
We'd like to do a fish boil or a fish fry.
Well, fish boil for sure, because that's unique.
And those are cool things, and I don't know. There's just so many.
Don't give away all of our ideas.
Okay, it's true.
So we got some ideas. And by the way, okay, so you're on your cruise next week.
I am.
Okay. So we're doing, Monday is my birthday.
Yeah, I know. I'm well aware of that.
So we are going to do a special thing for St. Patrick's Day called Win Mino's Money.
Yep.
Nicolet Bank is our sponsor.
I was going to say, how are you going to pay it? Okay.
Nicolet Bank's our sponsor. We're going to start with $500. Now, I'm still not sure about the dollar amounts that we're doing with everyone, but Mike Stevepak from Fox Sports is going to be in here co-hosting that day. We're doing the quarterback challenge. Any quarterback that was on a regular season roster in the National Football League from 1957 through basically last year, if I can't tell you what college that person went to, I will give you, I think it's $25. Yeah. We're going to break that down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay? Whatever we have left over is going to go towards that veterans breakfast we've been talking about.
Right.
And then I had another guy said, hey, if they win $400, I'll make it up for you with that. So either way, people don't have to feel guilty about winning is what
right,
I'm saying.
Right, exactly.
Starting quarterback.
No.
Any quarterback?
Yeah, on the regular season roster.
And
you can go to the NFL database quarter, and they'll have a list of all of them. The last, I figured there is close to 3,000.
Okay.
So people could make some money.
You could lose some money.
Ain't my money.
That's true.
Hey, Mike Daniels, you might lose some money. We're going to set our quick break. When we come back, Tori, who we love having, and Janelle Fisher from Headlines with the Press Times. Back after this.
We dated through high school. the national news cycle never stops. But it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.